promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Fans, once again, welcome to Cheap Shot Entertainment Talk is Cheap podcast, quick shot reviews for movies. I'm your host, Luke. You are the Cheap Shot Nation, and today's film is Lisa Frankenstein, starring Catherine Newton and Cole Sprouse, and directed by Zelda Williams. It's a modern, postmodern take on the classic Frankenstein story. It has different elements of other things in there as well. But it's very 80s inspired. Even looking at the poster, it looks like Weird Science, doesn't it? Ever seen that film? Watch it. It's great. There was also a TV show of that as well. But that's what I thought of when I first saw the poster and the trailers, inevitably in the cinemas as well. But I couldn't, you know, I actually was looking forward to this film quite a lot, and it didn't disappoint. It's gotten middling reviews from critics, but I think that's really harsh. Because this is, it's well crafted, it's funny, it's heartfelt, it's very 80s. If you love anything along those lines, then, you know, this is great. And I found myself chuckling all the way through to the references and things like that. So it's a coming-of-age love story about a teenager and her crush. So she has a crush on someone who probably doesn't know who she is, etc. It's quite weird. So she goes to this graveyard and starts tending to a grave. Eventually, we get a lightning storm, and said grave containing said corpse comes alive. And that's what you see on the poster in front of you as you're listening slash watching this video. And it would... it follows the journey of the two as, you know, suffering unspeakable tragedy of losing herself in a new school as her dad gets remarried because the loss of her mother. She's the outsider. She finds solace in the cemetery, in attending the corpse, grave and things like that of Cole Sprouse. It's a really good film. It's well written. It's got some really great scenes in it. It takes time and care over the crafting of the overall cinematography. The director of photography was brilliant. And we're just calling Cole Sprouse the creature. In this film, he doesn't really have a name, which makes it even more interesting. And I do like Catherine Newton as well. She's been in some really good things, and she's proven herself to be a really good young actress. And I would say, with the range of emotion that Cole Sprouse had to portray without actually saying anything, he's one to look out for. And this film, really, really good. I really enjoyed it. And I think you would too. Obviously, the most recent thing that I can think of that Catherine Newton has been in was Freaky. So a modern take of Freaky Friday, where she swaps bodies with a serial killer. Again, decent film. I think this is actually better than that, although the ratings would tell you differently. Yeah, I think this one's worth your time in the cinema to give you know, give your time and money to the cinema. Just looking at some films that are coming out, actually. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, Dune Part 2, and apparently they're doing a remake of Roadhouse. Right, okay. Well, yeah, I'm just trying to find some other bits on it, but really, that's pretty much it. I'd suggest you go and watch this one, because it is good. It's entertaining, and I always go to this as my go-to quote. If most of the cinema is laughing at something, it hits the point. If no one laughs and it's a comedy, yeah, it's missing the point, isn't it? So yes, there's that. Like I say, quintessentially 80s, set in 1989. You've got all the cheerleaders, you've got the Lettermans, you've got the you know, the perceived bullying and all that kind of stuff. Everything you'd want from a high school movie set in a world where someone can bring, or a lightning strike can bring back a corpse. So it's a take on a zombie movie as well. A zomcom, as it would be called. It is a PG-13. It does have some mild sexual references in here. And they are very, very funny, to be honest with you. And yeah, it's great. Really good. Soundtrack, absolutely spot on. And although it does have its ups and downs, it's brilliant. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. And I think this one may be called, in coming years, a cult classic. With it being as charming as it is, and definitely worthwhile of your time. And speaking of time, that is time up. We've got coming up this week, Imaginary. Yes, I've booked in for that for the sake of watching it. When something says it's from the director of Megan and the producer of Five Nights at Freddy's, it doesn't fill me with a lot of hope. However, I will give it a chance, because there's always a chance that, you know, it could get things right. Absolutely brilliant. Love it. Anyway, I will see you next time, film fans. If you've seen this film, let me know. If you're going to see it, let me know. Let me know your thoughts, and goodbye. Hiya.